Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we love to really get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on, and today we've got some pretty juicy stuff to unpack.
Yeah, some really interesting source material.
Especially all this buzz about the incoming administration.
Yeah.
Some of these cabinet appointments,
I guess they
have really caught my eye.
Yeah, there are some head scratchers.
Yeah, like one in particular I think is going to really pique everybody's interest.
Definitely a lot of folks talking about this one. Seems like the president-elect is maybe leaning on an old strategy, bringing in people from his inner circle to fill some pretty key positions.
Yeah, and paste to text basically comes right out and says that. So is that something presidents usually do? Or is that kind of a break from tradition?
You know, it's a bit of a mixed bag historically. I mean, it makes sense on one level. You want people you can trust, right? People who are on the same cage, especially in those high-pressure roles, you need someone who can really push your agenda forward. We've definitely seen presidents do this in the past. But the flip side of that coin, you run the risk of creating an echo chamber.
Right.
Where everybody's just agreeing all the time and you don't get those outside perspectives. And that can be a real problem for good decision-making.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And this is where things get really interesting. Because pasted text specifically mentions Devin Nunes, the CEO of Truth Social, being nominated for a pretty prominent role.
Uh-huh.
So break that down for me. What's the significance there?
Well, you got to remember, Nunes has a pretty long history with the president-elect, going way back to his time as a congressman. I mean, he was a staunch defender during those impeachment hearings. And then, of course, there's his current gig as CEO of Truth Social.
Oh, right. Which is, you know, pretty closely aligned with the president-elect's base.
Exactly. A platform that's very popular with his supporters.
And he was pretty outspoken about the social media bans a while back. And now he's potentially stepping into a government role. I mean, that could be a pretty big shift.
Absolutely. A significant move, for sure. And it's not just about the connection to the president-elect. You know, Nunes himself is a bit of a lightning rod. Some of his past statements and actions, like his role in challenging the 2024 election results, have drawn quite a bit of criticism.
So someone like that, in a position of real power, what kind of ripple effects could that have?
Well, for one, you're likely to see the partisan divide get even wider.
It feels like things are already pretty tense.
They are. And this kind of move could really pour gasoline on the fire. You know how it goes. Folks on one side of the aisle will probably be cheering, while the other side sees it as a real threat to democratic norms.
So a lot of potential for friction there.
Yeah, you could say that.
It really makes you wonder about the big picture here, like what this all says about the incoming administration.
It's a valid question for sure. You know, if we look at this appointment, alongside this broader trend of bringing in the inner circle, it kind of suggests a certain level of insularity and maybe a doubling down on those policies and positions that really resonate with the base.
So we've got a cabinet pick. That's raising some serious questions about who's got the president-elect's ear and what that's going to mean for the direction of the country.
Exactly. That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So as we move forward, how do you think this approach to governing is going to play out? I mean, will it actually lead to effective policy? Or is it just going to make those existing divisions even worse?
Well, it's something we're all going to have to watch and see.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out together. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today, and make sure to tune in next time for more insights on all the things that matter. Until then, stay curious and stay informed.